Joining me live in studio today is Tyson Holbrook. He's the owner of Coulter's Lodge in Afton, and David Bercio, the founder of the Wyoming Paranormal Society. Tyson, David, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning. Doing good.
Hey, appreciate you stopping by. Kind of a spooky thing happened at Coulter's over the weekend, and we wanted to have you come in and report on what went down, especially as we get closer to Halloween. So Tyson, let's chat with you first as the new owner of Coulter's Lodge. How did this all come about with the Wyoming Paranormal Society and have them come spend the night at Coulter's?
Well, actually, I tell you, there's a lot of paranormal people that have reached out to Coulter's to be able to come investigate. As everybody knows, Coulter's was built in 1939. It is an icon here up in Star Valley, and has, you know, history and all kinds of rumors and stories. So I met David, and he said, "Hey Tyson, I'd like to come check this out." I said, "Well, why don't you come on over?"
Now, before this, you've been the owners for the owner at Coulter's for how long now?
Officially, I closed in June.
Okay,
so, yeah.
So it happened a few months ago, and had you had any experiences before this weekend that kind of made you think that maybe there was some truth to all this?
Well, you know, either that or maybe I'm just crazy. I mean, maybe that's part of the thing, you know?
It could be. Well, David, let's bring you in on this conversation. So tell us what you guys did with the Wyoming Paranormal Society over the weekend at Coulter's.
Okay, well, we came in for a two-day event. One was pretty much like a meet and greet and take some of the hotel guests around and, you know, follow us and show them some of the places of the hotel that they did get and see. Tyson had various members of patrons of the restaurant mostly. You know, he would talk to them, tell them what we're doing there. And we took a group of some elderly people downstairs to the basement and where the supposedly a boy, rumor has it that a boy drowned. And
because there's a swimming pool in the
area. There was a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And everybody on both nights that we took down, the minute they got there, they could feel a different dark energy down there. There was a couple of women that we took down there Saturday night that I believe one of them was kind of an empath, which is they can feel stuff that's not there, and they got really, really depressed. I mean, the hair on their arms would stand up, and one of them said, I don't like it down here. And so we did that throughout the night. I had an investigative team with all the professional equipment that you see on, like, ghost hunters and all that. We had spirit boxes, EVP readers, SLS cameras that would pick up motion somewhere that you don't see the motion. Particularly even on Friday night when he was telling me about the painting of the gray lady up in the veranda, I went up there and I started taking an SLS picture of the gray lady, and my camera was picking up a figure right next to the painting. And it kind of creeped me out, and I walked back down, and I came down and told Tyson, no, I'm not doing it, dude, no. And so I sent one of my other guys up there, and he went up there with me, and in the exact same spot I was standing, he could feel, like, cold coming at him, go through him, and then leave, and the hair on his arms was standing straight up, and he didn't want to be in front of that painting either. It's kind of a weird situation, but it was a fun situation. We're still going through all the video. I mean, all the videos and pictures all have to be analyzed frame by frame because stuff will pop in and out. And even on Friday night when me and Mike were just taking a tour down the second floor, I had a different kind of camera on. And I go, "Hey, Mike, look, there's an orb." And he goes, "Where?" And so I said, go. And then when he tried to touch it, the orb actually went under the door into room 29.
And what's an orb?
An orb is a little round ball of light that usually signifies the energy of a ghost.
Okay. And you actually see this with your eyes.
You can't see them with your eyes. You can only see them on camera.
Okay.
And an orb's a really lot different than like a desk, a fleck, or a moth. It has a really distinct shape, and it moves with an intelligence. And when Mike tried to touch it, I mean, a piece of dust isn't going to go down and underneath the door into a room, which is supposedly one of the haunted rooms of the hotel.
I see. Okay. All right. So again, the founder of the Wyoming Paranormal Society, David Bercio, is in studio after spending some time at Coulter's Lodge in Afton. So, David, tell us more about these instruments that you use, because you mentioned that we see these on the Ghost Hunter shows on TV sometimes. So why is it that you can detect this paranormal activity with these instruments? What are they? How do they work?
Well, a full-spectrum camera actually breaks down light in all variances of its forms. And ghosts and spirits are technically energy. So when you break it down into certain shades of how the camera reflects in the light, it can pick up whatever energy actually you can't see with the naked eye. Kind of like people say, like cats and dogs, you know, they don't see the same as us, but they can see a ghost. They can see spirits and stuff like that that the human eye can't, because the way it's refracted, the light's refracted back into their eyes. And that's what some of this equipment does. The SLS camera is kind of like based on the Wii Kinect camera. You can stand in front of it and they'll put dots on like all your joints, and when you move, it moves. And so if there's something that's not physically there but still has a form and it has energy, it'll pick up that. And you'll see a shape moving that isn't there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've obviously done this long enough to be able to recognize that when it's happening, right?
Right. Oh, you can definitely, when you're looking through the camera, you see it. It moves. And here's the thing. It moves with intelligence.
Gotcha. That is not just floating in the wind, is what you're
right,
in,
exactly.
In the breeze of the
these
currents,
things move,
right?
But it's like when we were talking about that painting, and I was trying to figure out what it was, telling her, you know, we're not here to hurt you. We're here to find out and hear your story. Do you want to talk to us? And then when I asked it, are you of a child? That's when it went from one side of the painting over to the other side of the painting. So I take that as I got a positive response from that.
Okay. All right, we're speaking with the Wyoming Paranormal Society, David Bercio, the founder, Tyson Holbrook in studio as well, the owner of Coulter's Lodge. You spent some time at Coulter's Lodge. So I don't want to use the word haunted. Maybe that's not correct. But after your experiences, it sounds like you definitely would say that the stories are true, that there's some sort of paranormal activity in Coulter's then.
There is some sort of paranormal activity in Coulter's. I mean, I do want to stress, like, especially with Coulter's, not all ghosts are like you see in the movies. You know, ghosts are people, or spirits want people too. There's good ones, there's bad ones. And I don't think we detected anything bad in there. And so what we did is we just kind of, to our satisfaction, prove that there is something there that wants to be there and will remain there for as long as it wants to be.
Okay. Now, if I may, David, I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit here with you, and because I'm sure you get these questions all the time, so I'm gonna bring it up to give you a chance to answer.
Sure.
For those that think this is a bunch of hokey pokey, it's all a bunch of hogwash, right? I mean, you were at a bar, maybe you had a few drinks before going around and testing the instruments, right? What's your response to that, to people that have a hard time believing this?
Well, if you notice in our name, it's called the Wyoming Paranormal Society. Join our page. We have 503 members on our Facebook page. We encourage anybody who's not a non-disbeliever or just really wants to see if this is real, come out and join us. Anybody can join us on an investigation. We'll even give you equipment, tell you how to use it. And we'll let you figure that out for yourself. We'll give you that opportunity. If you're a believer or a doubter, come out and hang with us.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm not brave enough to, David. I'll be honest right now. I'll just take your word for it. I don't want to.
That's all right. That's why we got me.
So, Tyson, what are you going to take with this information now? Now, as the owner of Coulter's Lodge, you've had these guys come in. They're basically saying, yeah, the rumors and stories are true. There's something going on here.
Well, I mean, I would think, based on the building being so old, and, you know, if there really are some kind of, energies or spirits or whatever you want to call them, I mean, Casper the Friendly Ghost is basically the one that's there. I haven't seen anything bad, so Casper can stay as long as they want, and, it's kind of just part of the, part of the history, part of the story, and I'm in love with the building, and I think, you know, hey, if those ghosts are there and they're nice, hang out, enjoy it, stick around, you know what I mean? Not a problem.
Well, we are directly across the street from you guys here in our studio. So
right.
As long as they can stay in your room, I'm okay with that, too. They don't need to be jaywalking to our side of the street. So I'm completely fine with that.
Yeah, we asked them to stay behind. It was okay.
Okay. We're speaking with Tyson Holbrook, owner of Coulter's Lodge, David Bercio, the founder of the Wyoming Paranormal Society. Fascinating conversation, guys. Anything we missed that you'd like to add to this?
I would like to say the Apton Library is having the today at 6 to 4 p.m., the Wyoming Paranormal Society will be there to meet with the public and to answer any kind of questions you've got. We're going to be there again from 4 to 6. Love to have you come out and ask us some questions.
And that's this afternoon, right?
That's this afternoon.
Perfect. Hey, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Tyson Holbrook, owner of Coulter's Lodge, and David Bercio, the founder of the Wyoming Paranormal Society, in studio on the SVI Radio Network.